Yeah, okay, our online friends are just joining in now because I have mute. Namo Namaha, let me just start again. Last class, we did a revision of, we looked into the using of the software for on the computer, the Mac keyboard, and also the using of the Baraha on the Windows keyboard. There are default keyboards already available in Mac as well as in Windows. There are multiple types. There is one type which is called InScript keyboard, which is like a typewriter keys are available. So if you have looked at old Devanagari typewriter, then the same typewriter keys are available using the InScript keyboard. There's also a type of a transliteration Hindi keyboard. So there are these available, but we have evaluated them before. But you know, it takes time to get used to the InScript keyboards. If you are used to phonetic, then Baraha is an option. Our friend has also pointed out, given some pages. I will provide you the link to some additional PDF for InScript keyboard, and I will add it to the directory. Having said that, we have started with looking into Hal Sandhi. Okay, Hal Sandhi, and we also have with us the Hitopadesha. I think I would like to spend one more class on Hal Sandhi before I take up Hitopadesha again. Okay. So in Hal Sandhi, I would like to introduce you. Last time we have looked at what is Chutva Sandhi. What is Chutva Sandhi? Where Chut, Shakara, Chakara, okay, as well as the Shakara is the Shakara is a Talavya Vata, and Chavarga is also Talavya. And we saw how dentals are volatile, and then that whenever you have a dental coming in contact with the palatal, the dental gets replaced with the palatal. Okay. Sakara and Tavarga, we saw how Sakara and Tavarga gets replaced with Shakara. And we came up with this formula. We saw some examples here. The Sakara Tavarga is coming in contact with the Talavya Shakara Tavarga. Sakara Tavarga gets replaced with Talavya Shakara Tavarga. This Shakara Tavarga that follows will remain as it is. Similarly, Shakara Tavarga. Shakara Tavarga again is following immediately a Shakara Chavarga. Then again the dental will be replaced with palatal. Similarly, we saw some examples and we looked at what is Shutva Sandhi. Shutva Sandhi is very similar to Shutva Sandhi, wherein Shutva Sandhi we were doing the palatals coming in contact with dentals. The dentals were replaced with palatal. In the Shutva Sandhi, the dentals are now coming in contact with the cerebral, the Murdhanya. When it comes in contact with the Murdhanya consonant, then the denta, danta consonant, will be replaced with the Murdhanya consonant. Okay. So you have to go back and look at what is danta and Murdhanya. Okay. You have to also see to it that this current process is where I am only introducing you to the sandhis. I am not expecting you to remember all the sandhis. You can take a look at it. Understand it, right? But as we start looking at Hitopadesha, hopefully we will try to revisit all of these sandhis upteen number of times so that we have it very well concrete. Okay, so bear with me there. So we talked about this scenario where we saw that the akrish, right, is coming in contact with ta is a dantya takara, gets replaced with a Murdhanya takara. Okay, akrishta. Very, 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 very expansive. These sutras, these particular sandhi roots are very expansive. Expansive in the sense they cover a wide variety of the language. Okay, you will see that these rules, they proliferate. Every sloka you'll pick up, you'll find a lot of these. Okay, sandhi roots, especially sandhi roots. So let us look at the third sandhi rule for today. The third sandhi rule is called Jashtva. Let me take up a new page for us, 013. I'm going to take up a new page. and call it 014. And see if you are able to see. Are you all able to see the screen? 014. I'll increase the font size, okay? Okay, so for this. Beginner? Everybody able to see?
14.
Yes, 14, 14 by 94. 14 data operation. Okay. I will compile all these summary rules together and put it into a single file later. Right now we were doing it date wise. 14th is the 14th. 14th day, I believe, of our class. Okay. Now since all our online students, where are they? Do you see anybody here? Just one quick announcement. We may not have a class tomorrow. Okay, I have some office work and not able to move those meetings around. So we will not have a class tomorrow. I might add a class on Sunday or even add a class on Tuesday. Okay, so we'll go by the year. But I'll tell you on Saturday whether we will have a class on Sunday or not. I'll check with the control room and get back to you. But we will not have a class. Okay, so this sandhi rule, the third one, is jastva sandhi. Okay, remember the rules that we are doing are all based on what is the adesha rachana. What is the adesha rachana? 8 to 39. What is the adesha that has come? So the adesha, if it is a yan adesha, then it's a yan sandhi. If it's a savarna dirga adesha, then savarna dirga sandhi. If it's a guna adesha, bhakti adesha, then we were giving that type of sandhi. If shutva is your adesha, what is coming as a replacement, then it's shutva sandhi. If shtutva is your adesha, then it is shtutva sandhi. So when the jashtva is your adesha, then what happens is that jash. Jash is your adesha. Okay, in the jashtva sandhi. So ja, ba, ga, da, dash. This is your adesha. This is your adesha. So let's see some examples. What happens is that you have vak plus Isha. Vak plus Isha. So what is the jash? Jabha gada dash. Right? Jabha gada dash. And here the idea is that the kakara is coming in contact with something. Okay, don't worry what it is coming in contact with, but it is a padanta kakara. So this padanta kakara, when it's coming in contact with something, that padanta kakara will get jastva adesha. Okay. So what will come as a replacement for kakara? What will come as a replacement? So sthani iska. What is yes? Ga. What will come as a replacement? It will become vag plus isha. Okay. You will see some examples, okay? This is an example. The first example is what we are looking at is when a particular consonant, whenever a consonant is followed with a vowel, then that consonant is replaced with what? With a soft consonant. Okay, these are padanta consonants, by the way. When a padanta consonant, that means at the end of the word, the padanta consonant is followed with a vowel, then the padanta consonant is going to be replaced with jash. What is jash, by the way? Jash, right? These are soft consonants. Soft consonant. Right? And also unaspirated. The idea is whenever you finish a word, and whenever you end a word, then whenever you end a word, you don't end the word with a mahaprana. you remove the aspiration of the end of the word. Okay, that is one thing. Secondly, when you're ending the word, okay, you don't make it hard, you make it soft. That is the idea in the soft concept. But sometimes you can make it hard also. We'll come back to that rule later. Sometimes optionally you could make it hard also. For example, you could have a word ending in Rama. Okay, Rama could be either Rama or Ramad. Okay, that optionality is there. But if it's followed with a vowel, then what you do is the Padanta, whatever the letter is, you always make it into a Jash. Jabagada Jash. So what is the replacement for Kakara? Kakara will be replaced with Gakara. Let's see some more examples. Okay. Ach. Ach plus Antaha. Okay. Ach plus Antaha. Now again, you have an example where the consonant is followed with a vowel. Okay. So the, what will happen to that consonant here? It will become Jash. Right? So Jabagada Jash. Chakara is a talavya. So what will happen to the chakara? Come on. Yes. Ajit Antaha. Okay, Ajantaha. Ach Antaha means ending in a vowel. Okay, so that Achantaha will become Ajanta. Vak Ishaha becomes Vag Ishaha. Let's see some more examples. Okay, say Madhu Lik plus Asti. Okay, ta 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 da. So become what? Madhu Lit Asti. Okay, let's see. You must have seen this Jagat. Jagat Karana, right? Jagat plus Ishaha becomes what? Jagat plus Ishaha. Jagat Ishaha. Okay? It's Sup plus Antam. Sup is a pratyaya, right? So something that is ending in Sup is called Sup Antam. Becomes what? Sup. Subh plus Antam. Subantam. You see? The softening of the vowel. Unaspirated softening of the vowel is what happens. Let's see some other scenarios. The other scenario, see, this is the first part where we are saying that it is followed with a, it's followed with an ach. Okay? The second is basically if a Padanta consonant is followed with a hash. Hash is what? Semi vowels. Ayavarat. Keep your Mahesanai Sutrani in front of you. Ayavarat. Lan. These are semi vowels. Nyamagana nam. Nasals. Okay. Javai Ghadadash. Jabagadadash. Okay, that is column number 3 and column number 4. Basically, column number 4 and column number 3. You agree with this? Column number 4 and column number 3. What is column number 4? Jabai Ghadadha. That is column number 4. And Jabagadadash. So, whenever you have a Padanta consonant, it is followed by a harsh, right? Then that Padanta consonant will be replaced with a Jash. Let's see again. Vak plus Vyavaharaha. Okay. So earlier it was Vak followed by a vowel. Now it is Vak followed by a semi-vowel. So it will become what? Vag Vyavaharaha. Get it? Okay, let's see Ach plus Varnaha. Ach plus Varnaha becomes Aj Varnaha. Okay, you can join it. I'm just going to go faster. ajvarnaha. Okay. Madhu lit plus dayate. Okay. Well, da is also a soft consonant. Because what? Madhu lit dayate. Mahat plus yasha. Okay. Mahat plus yasha. Because what? Mahad plus yasha. Mahad yasha. Okay. Sup plus vibhakti. Sub vibhakti. Okay. Everybody is okay with this? Sub vibhakti. The second example. The third example is what? If at all you have a padanta consonant, not following anything at the end of the line, right? Then what you do is you, for example, you have a vak. Okay, then vak can be changed to vak or vag. It'll be optional. It'll be optional, it will be soft or this. At the end of the line. Let's say nothing is following. You follow? When nothing is following, at the end of the line, right? If it's at the end of the line, it could be vak or vag. Okay, let's say you have a lit. Actually, it is lit. Okay, it'll be what? Lit or lid. Optional. You could say lit. Ramat. Could be Ramat. Could be Ramat. Or Ramad. Marut. Marut could be what? Marut. Or Marud. Okay? This is the third type. The fourth type is basically, this is a special type. Let's talk about the special type. Okay. If you have ending shakar, or rather it is ending in shakar, okay, then it will always be replaced with da. Shakar, sha, will always be, will be replaced with da. Okay, just make a note of that. Padanta shakara will be replaced with da. Okay, for example, if you had vak plus devata, what will you do? Vak devata. Okay, you had ut plus gama. Ud gama. You see? This is why when you are reading through the Bhashyam, sometimes you will find, okay, the letter was like this, the word was like this, but why am I finding it different? This is why. Because it will be, like what you must have said tatvam, right? So tat, tat plus yatha becomes what? Tad yatha. Okay. Like sat plus guna. Sat plus guna becomes what? Sat guna. You see, you have heard, right? Sadgunaha, Sadgunaha. It is Sat Gunaha, becomes Sadgunaha. Okay, suppose you have Prak plus Eva. Becomes what? Prag Eva. Okay. You must have heard. Sat plus Api. Good, together in hand of it. Jagat. Okay, Lord Krishna is a Jagat Guru. Jagat Guru. Okay. Now you got it. Up plus T becomes Up T. Okay, with this, everybody? Okay. Padanta. Padanta means you have a word. A word, usually, there are two types of words. There are four types of words. Nama, Akhyata, Upasarga, Nipata. right? It means pada means a word, right? And pada means a word. A word could be a subanta or a akhyata or a nama. Akhyata are ending in sup and namas are ending in a thing. Okay, the sup and thing are called padas. Okay. Now padanta means something that is appearing at the end of the word. Padasya anta padanta. Okay. Whenever you have a letter which is appearing at the end, I will write our formula. You'll get the idea. Okay. So the idea is that whenever you have a consonant is ending. Okay. Ending is at the ending of a word, pada. Okay, the consonant at the ending of the word. Okay, then it assume nothing is followed. There could be three possibilities. Right, one, a vowel follows. Okay, then it will become what? You will make it into jash. Second, okay, if a hush follows, then you'll make it into what? Jash. Okay, with this let us make a formula. The formula is what? Whenever you have a jal, this applies to jal. Whenever you have a jal, jal is coming in contact with an arch or an hush. Okay, then the jal will be replaced with jash. Okay, the ach or the harsh will remain as it is. Okay, so this is our sthani. What is this? This is our sthani. This is our nimitta. Nothing happens to nimitta. This is our adesha. This is what our adesha. Okay, this is what we are doing. Whenever a jal, what type of a jal? A jal which is a padanta jal. A padanta jal. Padanta jal means it is appearing at the end of the word. If it's in the middle of the word, you don't do this. Okay, you do something else. What is that? You will learn later. Right now, if it's at the end of the pada, you have a jal, it's followed with the achara hash. Then the padanta jal will be replaced with a jash. Okay, if at all you have a padanta jal, the second part of the formula, okay, is followed with what? A pause. Pause is called avasana. Like at the end of the para, or at the end of a meter, or at the end of the line, right? So you're just ending in that. Okay, if you happen to have that, then the padanta jal will be replaced with jash. What is your sthani? The same padanta jal is your sthani. And what is your adesha? Jal. The pause will remain as it is. Which is nimitta. Okay, so this is an example, or this is rather the third sandhi called jashtva sandhi, softening of a vowel, so of a consonant. Jashtva is a mechanism of softening of a consonant. Okay, let us do one more sandhi. This sandhi, the fourth sandhi, is called chartva. Okay. Char. What is happening here? Char is your adesha. What is char? Char is kapha chatata. Kapai chasasa. Okay. Char is what? Char. Kapha chatata. Chatata. Chata. Tau. Kapai ka pa. Sha sha sa. Sha sa. Okay, so this is what, this is your chal. Basically, what is chal? If you look at it, they are hard, unaspirated hard consonants. What are these? Unaspirated hard consonants. Unaspirated. Okay, which are chal? The chatatapa are unaspirated. Okay, by the way, the sibilants, shashasa, are actually aspirated. So I'm not talking about those. You look at these five. These five are hard consonants and unaspirated. So basically, all of these are hard. All of these are hard. So chatva sandhi is a mechanism where you are going to harden a vowel, a consonant. Sorry, not vowel. Harden a consonant. Okay. What happens is that this is usually happens when the whenever the mutes, right? The idea is whenever you have the mutes, the idea is whenever you have the mutes are followed with hard consonants. Hard consonants. Okay. Then the idea is you cannot have a soft consonant followed with a hard consonant. You try to say that, say ga with followed with a ka, ga ka. How will you say double ga? Ga followed with a ka. I will mug, say mug karuti, mug karuti. You will not be able to say a soft consonant followed with a hard consonant. The language allows you to make that soft consonant into a hard. Okay? Let's see some examples. Say you have dig. Dig plus para. Okay? Dig. Ga is a soft consonant. Is followed with a hard consonant pa. So the ga you replace with what? Dik pala. Okay, since this is kantya, you will choose the kantya in this. Which is the kantya? This one. So that is the one that you will bring here. Okay, dig plus pala becomes dik pala. Okay, say virad plus purushaha. Virad plus Purushaha. What do you get? Okay, you get what? The da will become Virad, Virad plus Purushaha. Isn't it? But it is Virad is Virad, so it has to be soft. It has to be made into a hard. So the da is soft and unaspirated. You convert it into a hard unaspirated. Virad will become Virad. Virad, Virad. So Virat Purusha. Okay. Say Vipad, Vipad plus Kala. What do you do? Vipad. So Vipad plus Kala becomes Vipad plus Kala. Okay, Anushtum plus Chandaha. Anushtum. What will happen? Anushtum plus Chandaha becomes Anushtum plus Chandaha. Okay, Asmad plus Putraha. Asmat Putraha. Okay, so with that, most of the ones that you have to know are done. So these four are the most important consonants for this. Okay, there are few others which are mostly related to the nasals. Okay, related to nasals. Nasals I will see later. I will bring about all the nasals again and we'll see the nasals later. Okay. So remember, we have learned about five vowel sandhis and four consonant sandhis. Now let's see how we practice this. Okay. And then again, after a few more classes, I'll introduce you to some more sandhis, right? You have to also do visarga sandhi. Okay. Next batch we will take visarga sandhi. Next batch means sometimes in next week. We'll do visarga sandhi.
Question.
Okay. Yes, please.
Can you classify in the table which one is hard and soft? Is the third?
Okay. So C1, C2 are hard.
Kacha, tatha, kapai.
These are hard. And also the sibilants, sha, sa, sha. Right? Sa, sha, sa are also hard.
Which column you are referring to?
Okay. If you look at the mutes, right? In one of the class we had said, you have ka, kha, ga, ga, na. So in the mutes, which are 25, ka, kha, ga, ga, na, cha, cha.
Right.
Ja, nya, ta, da, da, na. Let me finish it. Ta, ta, da, da, na, pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Right? If you look at this 25, in this 25, the column number 5 are the last ones. They are all nasals. Column 1 and column 2 are hard. Column 3 and column 4 are soft.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So if you go back to the handouts. This first column is ka cha ta tha pa. Second column is kha cha tha tha pa. Right? Yeah. These are called karkasha vyanjana. They are called kar. And mrudu vyanjana. Mrudu vyanjanami are harsh. Okay. So karkasha vyanjana is basically kar are the hard consonants. Mrudu are the soft consonants. Harsh are the soft consonants. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Take a look at this thing, right? I think we will update this document and put here what in the English words also. The hard, the soft, right? We'll go ahead and update that. I think one of the other one has it. Okay, 1 second. There's one more document here. I don't see it. I'll try to get it. There's one more document which has a whole table. Yeah, this is one. Okay, so if you look at this table, right? You see this table?
Yeah.
Who was asking the question?
Yeah, I have it.
So you take this and print out and keep it in front of you, okay?
Yes.
You see this? This is voice aspirate, voice plus aspirate. Minus is not aspirated. Voice, okay, this is also voice but unaspirated. Nasals, right? These are semi-vowels, these are the sibilants. Short, long, and so forth. So you have to go through a couple of them. This kanjiya, talavya, mudan.
I can add the hard and soft right here in these columns.
Yes, so they are referring to these columns. So these two are hard, and this is also hard, right? Shasha, these are also hard. Okay, that is why that is given in a different table, because in this table you cannot have these ones. Okay. Anyway, what is a hard consonant, if you ask me, right, I would say a hard consonant is a khar. A khar is a hard consonant. Okay, so let us look at our formula. A formula is whenever you have a jal, right, and that is followed with a hard consonant, a khar. Okay, then the jal will be replaced with what? With a cha. Cha. Okay, whereas the kar will remain as it is. This is our formula. Again, what are we replacing? We're replacing the jal. What is we replacing with the char? Whereas the kar is only the nimitta. Okay?
Thank you.
Let us take this opportunity to go back to our Hitopadesha. Siddhis Sadhya Satamastu. Satadatasya Durjatehe. Janvi Enale Keva. Yanmurdhani Shashinakkala. Let us pull up some text so that we can read something. So how long will it take to do the whole Hitopadesha? It will take a while, okay, at this rate. Because we are doing Vyakranam also. But having done some Vyakranam, it will become easier. We start to be able to go a little faster, hopefully. Okay. So we are at this point. Can you see the screen, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So it says what? We finished the verse number 11. Okay. Yavanam dhana sampattihi prabhutvam avivekita ekaikam apya anarthaya kimu yatra chatushtayam. Yatra chatushtayam kimu. Right. We saw that. You can say with me, ityakaranyatmanaha. This is not a verse, I'm going to just read it, okay? Putranam anadigata shastranam nityam unmarga gaminam shastranushthanena udvignamanaha saha raja intayamasa. Okay. Let us see the Sandhi rules here. We will keep this in front of us. Something like this will be. Okay, so here, if you break it up, okay, it will become what? Iti a karan karnya. Okay, atmanaha. Okay, let us just take that and go from there. Iti a karanya. So that iti plus a, here you have what? The ikara followed with akara. Okay. I'm sorry. Ikara followed with akara. You have to go back and look into your sandhi. The first sandhi rule was when an ik is followed with a nach. Okay. So I'm just going to give you the number by that. Okay. But let me give you the sandhi itself. So yan sandhi. In the yan sandhi, the ik is followed with a nach. The ik will be replaced with yan. So ikara will be replaced with what? Yakara. So iti a karanya will become what? Itya karanya. Okay? Itya karanya. Then you have the scenario where ya. Ya is what? A followed with atmanaha. A plus a. Okay, A plus A will become what? A. This is the fifth sandhi rule. Savarna Virga sandhi rule. Okay, so A plus A becomes A. Okay, so it becomes what? Karnya plus Atmanaha becomes Karnyatmanaha. Okay, see, just within the first word itself, we already found two sandhi rules. One sandhi rule and Savarna Virga sandhi rule. Okay. Then if you look further, You are okay with this, everybody? Any questions? This is what you want to do, right? You want to look at all the sandhi roots. Putrana. Putrana. Okay. Anadhi gata shastra naam. No sandhi roots there. Okay. Ma plus makara plus akara becomes the joint ma. Anadhi gata shastra naam. Okay. Here there is a sandhi root. That makara is followed with nakara. When a makara, so you make this root, okay? This is another root. Padanta makara. Okay. Has to be followed with, has to be followed with a hal. Then the padanta makara will become an anuswar. Okay, the hal will remain as this. This is a new rule for you, right? Okay, so let's call this rule as 5. Anuswara rule. Okay. Padanta makara. It has to be padanta makara and it has to follow. The padanta makara has to follow a hal. If hal is not followed, that means what? It could be at the end of the sentence or it could be a vowel that is followed. In either scenario, the padanta makara will remain as it is. Okay, for example, in putranam, if you look at it here, right? The putranam anadigata. Putranam anadigata. So here padanta makara is followed with a vowel, it will remain as it is. You see this? Yes, it remains as it is. But if it is shastranam, then the shastranam is a makara, is followed with a nakara which is a hal, then this shastranam will become a anuswar. The dot here. You get it? Okay, let's see further, okay? Nityam. So after this shastra, the word is nityam. Nityam. Nityam is ending in makara. Nityam. Okay, it's ending in makara. It's followed by nityam unmarga. Unmarga. Marga gaminam.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Yeah.
Nityam
is solid, makara is solid by ukara, right? So since it's a vowel, it will remain as it is. Our fifth rule will not apply. Are you following the fifth rule? It has to be a padanta makara and has to be followed with a consonant. If it follows with a consonant, it will become anuswara. Look at this. Unmarga gamina is followed with what? Is followed with shastra. Shastra anadugata. Okay. Shastra anu an ana an. Shastra an anush anushthanina udvigna mana. Okay, so look at this. Putranam, the padanta makara, is followed with a vowel, so it will remain as it is. Putranam. Anadigata shastranam, padanta makara is followed with a consonant, so it will become hal. Since it's a hal is following, it will become anuswar. Okay? Then nitya. Nityam is again padanta makara followed with ukara, so it will remain as it is. Then unmarga gaminam. Unmarga gaminam, that is makara followed with a shakara. So makara gets replaced with anuswara. Okay? Then Shastra Ananushthanena. Okay, Anushthanena. Sorry. Okay, there is a question that is asked. You have mentioned that Sandhi rules. Let me tell you, let me answer the question. Give me a minute. Here, okay. Unmarga gaminam is followed by shakara. Okay, if it is followed by shakara, then the Sandhi rule happens and that makara will become anuswara. Okay, remember in all Sandhi rules that we are saying that when these two iti akaranya, right? When these two, the E and R, come in close proximity, then you will do the Sandhi. And I also have explained you that when you are writing it, in the written text, the Sandhis will always be done between words. Okay? Sometimes they may not do it if they are forgiving enough, but the Sandhis will always be done. So that is why if you look at this text, it is already doing the Sandhi. Okay? Then why are we breaking the Sandhi? We are breaking the Sandhi here. Iti and akarani, but we are not breaking any sandhi in between the word. Okay, so you can only break the sandhis at the word boundaries. So iti and a, we said itya. Akaranya, karanya and atmanaha, we said akaranyatmanaha. Akaranyatmanaha. But in between that word, you don't break it.
The e and a come close proximity, then you will do the sandhi. And I also. Yes.
You got muted. So when E and A is coming in close proximity, that is the Sandhi. That is what you do in Sandhi. But if you are breaking word by word, that means you are putting a pause in between. Whenever you are putting a pause in between, you will break the Sandhi. You follow? So to answer the question, right? Sandhi rules apply only when letters come in close proximity, yes. Only when you are enunciating one vowel after another vowel, or one consonant after another consonant. Then the Sandhi rules happen. That's why Sandhi rules inside a word, you should always do it. But between two words, something happens in the song. Between two words, what you do is you can actually do it or you may not do it. Okay, Raj, did I answer your question? What is the difference between close proximity and padanta? See, padanta and close proximity, you don't compare between the two. When the ending of a word is padanta, close proximity, when two things are coming in close, are enunciated one after the other. Okay? Padanta, you can actually put a pause. Inside the pada, you cannot put a pause. Did I answer your question, Raj?
Yeah, I think so. And so the padanta is different from a close proximity in the case of pause. There is a pause possible. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So padanta applies only to a pause. And when you have a pause following, you are definitely padanta. So when you are saying a pause is following, this specifying a padanta here is redundant.
Okay.
You follow?
So, padanta is always close proximity, but close proximity does not always mean padanta.
No. Okay, we are conflating a few ideas. Okay. Let us see what happens here. Okay, I'll answer the question. Sandhi is a rule that you need to do, right? And a rule means some modification that happens. When do you do that modification? The modification happens when two letters are coming in close proximity of each other. Okay? Like iti and akaranya, there is ikara and akara are coming in close proximity of each other.
Okay.
But since these are words, you can actually bring in a pause if you want. Okay?
Okay.
You can actually bring in a pause if you want. Or you can decide that you don't want to make a pause. Then you say kya karanya. But between E and T, you cannot make a pause. E, T, right? You cannot make a pause. Okay? Because iti, the word, is a single pada in its own. What is padanta? In the iti, ikara is a padanta. You follow?
Oh, okay.
Because okay. It is ending, occurring at the end of iti.
Okay.
In akaranya, the akara is a padanta. The akara that is coming here after the yakara is the padanta yakara. Akara.
Okay. Okay.
In atmanaha, the visarga is the padanta. Okay. In putranam, the makara is a padanta because it's at the end of the pada.
Okay.
Okay. So now if you have a padanta makara, that means the makara is at the end of the pada. Okay. Look at this. In unmarga gami nam, here how many makaras are there? One makara, second makara, three makaras are there, right? Yeah, of these three makaras, it's only this last makara is called padanta makara. Okay? Whereas these two makaras are not padanta makara. They are inside the pada makaras. Understand what is the padanta makara?
Yeah, so it has to be the end of a word for
yes.
The padanta makara.
Padanta means at the end of the word, yes. Padasya antaha padanta.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Om. So here, what is the meaning of this argument? Iti akaranya atmanaha. Iti. So, thus, the last two verses, akaranya, having heard, brought to the karana, here, basically, having heard those words, atmanaha, of his own self, putranam, his sons, anadigata shastranam, who have not ventured or have not learned the shastras, anadigata, they have not been exposed to the shastras. Unmarga gamina means they are going into wrong way, wrong paths. These are his son, the king's son. They are not in the right path. Unmarga gamina. Okay, they are sons who are going in the wrong path. Okay, nityam, not once or they are not making mistakes once or twice, but nityam. Okay, shastra ananushthanena. Without doing the anushthana or without imbibing or rather imbibing in the shastra. Okay. So without so that is shastra ananushthanena. Okay. Because of not doing the anushthana in the shastra. Because of not imbibing into the rules that have been prescribed by the shastra. Okay. Udvigna manaha. Manaha is mind. Whose minds they are not stable. Okay, Udvigdam Manaha. Saha Raja, that king whose sons we talked about, Chintayama. He pondered, he thought over, he worried, he dwelled further. What did he dwell further? We'll come in the next verse. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevava Shishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. No class again. No class tomorrow. Saturday we will have a class. Sorry, Friday we will have a class. Saturday also we will have a class. Sunday I will confirm that. Om.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kulpeshi.